News time now, 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Tuesday morning. And what are you looking at, Andy Farnsworth?
Looking at a little bit of a delay right now, switching from 215 onto southbound 15. Looks like we've got a crash on that transition ramp. One of our KSL traffic troopers alerting us about it. At the very least, I'm seeing slowdowns as you try to make the switch. Yep, there it is. It's over on the right shoulder, just after you get to start making that southbound turn. So that's only on the transition ramp at this point. Northbound I-15, a little bit heavy near 12300 South in Draper, and a couple of brake lights in those right lanes between 33rd South and I-80. Eric Butler.
And traffic starting to fill in a little bit northbound I-15 in Utah County, particularly in American Fork and Lehigh, but no delays so far as you're at speed the whole way. If you're heading up on Redwood Road from Saratoga Springs or Eagle Mountain, no problems there, just a little bit of intersection slowdowns at SR-73. Heather?
You're having to add about 3 or 4 minutes to your drive just to get through Kaysville right now. People really slamming on the brakes. Not sure why. I've never seen any accident. Don't know if there's debris, but people are definitely slowing down, having a hard time merging in that area. But once you get past Kaysville, speeds improve and you're fine the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake, although you do have some very heavy traffic. Right now, things looking pretty good on US 89. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.